In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. When my mother reads a novel, she reads the ending first. She reads the last chapter of the story first because, as she says, she likes to know what's going to happen. And she likes to know what will happen at the end because it tells her how to feel about the beginning and about the middle. Now, I think this is crazy. When I read fiction, I like to be taken in by the story. I like to be surprised. But I have to admit that there's something to it. Because when it comes not to fiction, but to our life, we do know the ending. And that end has everything to do with how we live in the present. In today's gospel lesson, we've been given a peek at the end of the story, a preview of the last chapter. This conversation between Jesus and the disciples takes place after he's entered Jerusalem for the last time. It takes place after his triumphal entry to cries of Hosanna, which we heard about last week. And now, in Jerusalem, standing in the shadow of the temple, Jesus tells them that this magnificent building will pass away. And he begins to tell them about the passing away of all things. And so this conversation about the end of the world takes place at a time that is an end for Jesus too. It happens as he's begun to move toward the crucifixion. It's an end that is also a beginning. Because as he moves toward his death on the cross, he's moving toward the resurrection. And the end that we heard about today, the end of the world, is also a beginning. It's the end of the world that is passing away, but it's the return of the Son of Man. There will be signs. There will be distress of nations, perplexity, men's hearts failing them for fear. There will be wars, he says earlier. There will be earthquakes, persecutions, and Jerusalem will be destroyed. And then, when you see all of this, look up. Lift up your heads. Know ye that the kingdom of God is at hand. Reading these descriptions of the end, of the time of Jesus' return, it's hard not to think that this sounds a lot like the world we're living in now. For people living in the first half of the last century, who saw the world rocked by two world wars, I imagine it was hard not to think that it sounded a lot like the time they were living in. For people living in the year 1000, who experienced a massive earthquake, disease, madness, and famine from ergot poisoning, it was hard not to think that these passages described their own day. And for people living in the year 70 AD, when that magnificent temple was destroyed. But you get the idea. If we look for these signs, there isn't a single point in human history when you wouldn't find them. And that's just it. These things, wars, fear, instability, they're aspects of a world that's passing away. A world that is always passing away. A fallen world. When you see these things, look up. Lift up your head. Know that the kingdom of heaven is near. Look beyond the signs themselves to that point when the end becomes a beginning. And that end has everything to do with how we live right now. Right now, in this life, we are called to live as a people who know the ending, with all the comfort and with all the discomfort that involves. As people who are alive in Christ, while struggling to die to ourselves. As people who, as we heard when we lit the Advent wreath, are also called to be prophets who will relieve suffering, promote justice, and bring hope to those who live without light and love. For each of us, individually, there's a meeting of end and beginning. And that meeting of end and beginning is through the death and resurrection of Christ. It's through the death that he died for us, the one that he's moving toward in our gospel narrative, that death that takes away the power and finality of death for everyone who lives in him. Someday our mortal bodies will die. But because God himself took on mortal flesh, because he was born in a human body, lived in a human body, died in a human body, was resurrected, and by the Holy Spirit has made us members of his eternal body, because of all this, we are more than just one of the things that are passing away. Because of this, we have a place in the beginning. We have a place in the kingdom of God. Advent is a season of preparation. But for what? And before you say, for Christmas, Alexandra, do we need to send you back to Wycliffe? Look at the readings. The lessons for Advent do point us to the birth of Christ. We get an account of the Annunciation. But they also point us to the death and resurrection of Christ. Last week, with his entry into Jerusalem. And they point us toward his baptism, toward John the Baptist proclaiming the kingdom. And in today's lesson, they point us to his return at the end of a world that's passing away. The lessons for Advent point us toward all of these things, because all of these moments are beginnings. Each one, in its own way, is the beginning of our eternal life in Christ. Advent is a season of preparation for life in the kingdom of God. Indeed, our whole mortal lives, the whole Christian life, is a preparation for that everlasting life with God. Armita, today you died, and today you were reborn. Your baptism was both an end and a beginning. The claim that death had on you is broken because you are a member of Christ's resurrected body. You are a citizen of the eternal kingdom of God. You are dead to the passing away of the world, and you've committed to keep dying to the things that are passing away. You will continue to see signs. The difficulties, the instability, the trials of the world will continue to surround you. What you are called to do is to recognize them as signs. You have the scriptures to teach you what all of it means, why everything is passing away, and why you don't have to be afraid. You have your sponsors. You have me and Janice, and you have your fellow members of Christ's resurrected body. You have all of your brothers and sisters in Christ to encourage you, support you, and to help show you how to live as one who carries the Savior with her in a world that is crying for salvation. When you see the end written in everything around you, look up. Look more closely. Look for the beginning. Look for Christ and fix your eyes on him, because the kingdom of God is near.